Decision for Brian Scott, S-C-O-T-T, April 6, 78. Address as a letter to Dr. Potts, P-O-T-T-S. Dear Dr. Potts, I got a call from Brian 5 days ago, Monday. Low-grade fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, lasted 2.5 days. No bleeding, very weak, was not able to go to work, although slowly feeling better. Wife was affected with a febrile process a week before, but no respiratory or gastrointestinal symptoms. University of Michigan Endocrinology is planning to change prednisone to hydrocortisone as a way to wean that medication easier. Other review system is negative. No changes in urination, no abdominal or back pain. He has catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome, for what he remains anticoagulated without active bleeding. Prednisone, as indicated above, thyroid recently increased from 50 to 75. His weakness likely represents relative adrenal insufficiency, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 70s. I'm increasing the prednisone to 10 milligrams today for the next 4 or 5 days. After that, return to baseline dose. Education provided about the meaning of adrenal insufficiency for any intercurrent process. Symptoms are already improving. No indication for emergency room or hospital. Of course, if symptoms persist, go to the emergency room. Recent chemistries, there was no anemia. Kidney is stable for a GFR of 48 stage 3. Minor electrolyte abnormalities, other chemistries is stable. All questions answered, end of dictation.